All right, welcome to the Big Guns Football Podcast. I'm your host, Commissioner Jay. Welcome you back to another season of great football talk. And today I want to talk a little bit about the preseason training camp portion of the National Football League that's going on right now. We're in the throes of summer, and people are vacationing, swimming, hiking, back to school shopping, and getting ready for their team to win the Super Bowl. And it seems like every team in the National Football League has that opportunity. And if you are on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, you'll see that every team is going to have a breakout season. Their quarterback is going to be the best. He's going to be the MVP. Everything is going to be hunky-dory. So, again, I guess now's the time to do that because everybody's 0-0. So you can say pretty much whatever you want, and we just have to kind of hope that that comes to fruition. The Buffalo Bills fell short to the Cincinnati Bengals. It's something that has sat in my gut all season. Even now, it just pains me. And for this team to get over the hump, what do they need to do? If you're a Bills fan, what is it that you have to see from this team to get there? A lot of people say it's defense. A lot of people say Josh Allen doing less, getting the ball out to more people, handing the ball off more, you know, letting James Cook do his thing. Gabe Davis need to, you know, pick up the slack. Some of the new guys. I mean, it's a lot. Bills went out and picked up some pretty good players. One of those players is Dalton Kincaid, the tight end. And word out of social media, and again, you take that with a grain of salt, Dalton Kincaid being talked about in the same sentence as Travis Kelce. Now, I'm a guy who likes the tight end position. I think it's a great position. It's an underutilized position, I think, and when used correctly, I think it is an awesome one. So if the Bills are going to try to get over the hump, Brandon Bean went out and got a Travis Kelce-ish type player. Now, that's saying a lot. Travis Kelce is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a guy who dominates every team in the National Football League, and the Bills are no exception. So did Brandon Bean take a page out of Andy Reid's book and say, hey, listen, this team doesn't have a ton of flashy receivers. When Tyreek Hill left, they picked up guys like Justin Ross, Sky Moore, and they're going to make it work. And I think what's interesting about that is a good quarterback is going to raise the level of the receivers and the tight ends and the running back. We've seen it with Tom Brady. We've seen it with Peyton Manning. And those type of quarterbacks will make do with what they have. You also see Aaron Rodgers, who really didn't have phenomenal wide receivers. He had some good ones, but he didn't have phenomenal receivers. Made do, MVP type season. And again, the Bills trying to maybe duplicate what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing. You look at their running back situation. Isaiah Pacheco, Clyde Edwards-Helaire are guys that are not, you know, world beaters. These are guys that play well and situationally are, you know, really good in the right situation. Again, so I sound like Kamaru Harris there. Situationally, about the situation, is quite the situation. But it's interesting because everybody wants to, you know, of course, emulate a winning team. And the Kansas City Chiefs have got a good team. They approach every game with the mindset of what the defense is going to give them, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to take. They do some trickery, they do some plays, and oh yeah, they got this guy. His name's Patrick Mahomes. It's kind of good. But we have Josh Allen, who's kind of good. So, for me, I think that saying that Dalton Kincaid is going to be Travis Kelce-ish is great, and you hope that's going to happen. But I really hope that we don't put that expectation on this young kid's head right out of the gate. I've always said Bills do Bills things. And what I mean by that is you draft a guy, okay, and like, let's say, for instance, James Cook. And you're like, man, this guy can catch out of the backfield. This guy is really great, you know, in these small little screen pass plays. Oh, yeah, he's a rookie. We're not going to use him correctly. We're going to barely use him. It'll be interesting to see what the Bills do right now with James Cook. Will they let him cook is the question. And, you know, they've got Damian Harris. They picked up Latavius Murray. Devin Singletary is now a Texan, I believe. And again, you know, Sean McDermott's now covering half the defense. Will Ken Dorsey have a better season? Now, mind you, let's not mince words. The Bills were 13-5 last season. So to say that they didn't have a good season is wrong. So for Ken Dorsey to build on a 13-5 season, what does he need to do? Deontay Hardy, Trent Seifert, again, Damian Harris, Dalton Kincaid. I think those are some pretty good pieces to the puzzle. Now, a lot of people are saying that Josh Allen needs to do less. And I don't think that Josh Allen's makeup allows him to do that. He's a baller. He's a gamer. And if there's a play that can be done with his feet, he'll make it happen. Now, I grew up being a huge fan of Randall Cunningham from the Philadelphia Eagles. What I loved about him was he was a scrambling quarterback that could also throw the ball 95 yards down the field. But if you look at the longevity of the scrambling quarterback, the Cam Newtons, the Steve Youngs, the Randall Cunninghams, you notice that their careers are a lot shorter than a guy like Peyton Manning. Why? Because their body takes a beating. And it becomes one of those situations where their body just doesn't hold up. So we want Josh Allen to be around for quite some time. So we definitely need him to take less hits. We still want him to use his legs. But he has a plethora of people on his team that he can give the ball to, and we're hoping that he does so. Some coaches have a huge problem with rookies. Their first-year guys there don't get the respect of a veteran, so they feed the veteran, when clearly the rookie could be the guy. So what do we expect from Dalton Kincaid? Do we expect him to get, you know, 300 yards, 500 yards, 800 yards, 7 touchdowns, 2 touchdowns? I think that the middle of the field was something that the Buffalo Bills woefully, you know, didn't do well with. And I think that this team has to utilize Kincaid and Knox and run that Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez-ish type thing and situationally dominate this team. And I shouldn't say this team, but this league. And, you know, we're looking at the Jets and we're looking at the Dolphins. And if you look at the social media on both of those teams, you're scared. Because, you know, Tua's going to win MVP, Aaron Rodgers is going to win MVP, the Jets are going to win the division, the Dolphins are going to win the division. And I'm okay with the Bills not getting their due. And, you know, last year the Bills were winning the Super Bowl, Josh Allen's got the MVP, we already planned the parade, and then we lost to the Bengals. And that stung because, again, the Bills don't do well when the expectations are that high. They love to slide into the underdog role, and I love that. We're not going to do well? Great. Show it on the field. A couple owners, friends of mine, asked me, hey, what team, what game do you want to see week one for the Bills? And without hesitation, I said, the Jets. And the schedule came out, lo and behold, the Jets were the first team that we're going to play Monday night on the road. Perfect scenario, in my opinion. The smack talk, and the Jets aren't listening. The Jets are not talking smack. They're not saying that they're going to, you know, beat everybody in the league. They didn't say this. This is the media, and the media loves to hype up, each team, saying, oh, it's Jets breakout season, it's Dolphins breakout season. Aaron Rodgers has a quiet confidence about himself. He seems to be very happy in New Jersey. And, you know, he just bought a $10 million home, so he's settling quite nicely. Took a $35 million pay cut. Again, trying to put some more players on the team, a.k.a. Delvin Cook, possibly. Though we've seen Delvin Cook say that he, you know, strong possibility, he has not signed. So they're probably working out the finer details, but Aaron Rodgers gave them a little bit more wallet room to do that, which is great, because Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to do that in Green Bay. And though Aaron Rodgers did well in Green Bay, the situation is far different in New York, or New Jersey, if I should say. The Jets have a pretty decent team. Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers seem to have a pretty good start to camp, and hopefully that will be a great combination. They've built a pretty decent team. Their defense is Robert Saleh approved, if you will. And they're going to be a headache for teams, and it's not going to be no walk in the park for any team, including the Buffalo Bills, week one, Monday night, on the road. But again, if you listen to the pundits out there, you listen to the media, the Jets are going to win the whole damn thing anyway, so we're just showing up. And I think that's a point of strength for the Buffalo Bills. I think that's something that we can build on. And instead of saying anything, just make it happen. And I think that is going to be one hell of a game to start off this season, or close out week number one in the National Football League. The Dolphins, they have a good team too. My only concern with the Dolphins this year is their quarterback. When healthy, Tua's not too bad. I've gained some respect for him, and I believe that he has a lot of the tools. And Mike McDaniel, I think, is a smart enough coach to get the most out of Tua. The problem is, he's one concussion away from the boneyard. And I know Dolphins fans have to know this. I mean, we're still hearing names like Tom Brady with the Dolphins. Well, Tom Brady is, you know, doing Hertz commercials and loving retirement, trying to find a new girlfriend or wife, and, co-owning soccer teams. So he's probably not coming back. And really, what do you expect to get from him? Sure, Tom Brady's a smart quarterback, but, I mean, come on. At one point, you have to just regress. So, if Tua stays healthy, do I think they have a chance at the division? I think it's a three-way race. I'll be honest. Do I think the Buffalo Bills have the best chance? I do. And I say that because of the quarterback. I think Josh Allen has a higher ceiling than Tua and Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, but I think he has limitations. And I think you'll see that throughout the season. Now, some teams got to lose, right? I mean, I guess they could tie, but one of those teams is going to walk away a loser. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be the Bills, or is it going to be the Jets? Again, Jets crowd is going to be raucous. They are going to be loud and proud, and there's going to be a good stammering of Bills there, for sure. But I think that both of these teams have to use every piece of their team. Because Aaron Rodgers is going to play smart football, but he's also on a new team. So if they lose, Aaron Rodgers is going to say, well, you know, I'm learning a whole new system and a whole new team, and, you know, Robert Saleh does things a different way. And for the Bills, their excuse is, well, we were on the road against a team that, you know, has made some massive improvements. I don't want to hear the excuses from either team. We lost. They were the better team. They executed better. All the coach speak that you hear is fine by me. I think that, you know, the Buffalo Bills, if they utilize DeAndre Harris and James Cook correctly, James Harris up the middle, Cook on the outside, and, you know, Gabe Davis with the long ball, Deontay Hardy with the long ball, Trent Seifert with the long ball, Stephon Diggs doing Stephon Diggs things. And then this defense getting at it. Are our cornerbacks and safeties healthy? Are they back? Are they able to do things? Is the middle linebacker position where it needs to be? How much will we miss Tremaine Edmonds? Those are questions we have to ask. I think the kick game is really kind of watered down because of the new NFL rules of fair catching and all that. So I'm not really too concerned that we lost Nyheim Hines. We didn't use him correctly either, to truth be told. I mean, again, he had some kick returns. I was at the game where he had the two kick returns. But again, we didn't use him correctly. So we want the players to be used in the manner that they are. And I think we need to give a heavy dose of Knox and Kincaid. And again, situational football. I think that's what the Bills need to do. Take what the Jets will give them. And the Jets defense are going to be coming. They are going to be blitzing like crazy. And Josh Allen's going to be running for his life. So he's got to make sure that these guys are open. So that's going to be the game plan. So, again, but everybody has a chance to be the division winner. When you're in the preseason, when you're in training camp, you can sell the sizzle. And that's exactly what a lot of teams are doing. And that's their job to do that. So, I mean, you can't be mad, but you see some of these fantasy publications, or you see some of these just NFL, like ESPN, who I just have lost all respect for, because again, the people that they have on their shows are just awful. Nick Wright, I mean, this guy's, when they were letting go people from ESPN, he should have been one of those guys. But, you know, again, he's making predictions that are just rage speak. And I say that because once you hear his prediction, like, oh, the Patriots are going to win the division this year. The Patriots are going to take it all. What? Are you high? Or are you just doing it to enrage the listeners of your show? And if that's the case, you have succeeded 100%. I'm not buying some of the hype. PFF, Pro Football Focus, talks about some of the great great players in this NFL, and they're talking about, you know, and again, you hear Josh Allen get slammed. Again, am I saying he's the number one quarterback? No. But I think he's in the number two, number three position. And I'm not buying the Joe Burrow hype. Everybody has put Joe Burrow on this, he's the second best quarterback in the league. I don't know if I buy that. Jalen Hurts. You hear a lot about Jalen Hurts. 1 year, body of work, great season, but is he the guy that, is he the guy that's going to win the whole thing? And again, the sizzle is there. The Eagles look good. Eagles picked up some good players. So again, we're in a good situation. But I don't know if I'm ready to hand the keys to Jalen Hurts. He's in the fourth, fifth position, in my opinion. And Russell Wilson, you know, you hear his name getting kicked around. It's either at the bottom of a top 10 list or it's like right in the middle. And my thing is, Russ, you look bad. I mean, sure, we can talk about Nathaniel Hackett and the poor coaching, and that was for sure true. That team couldn't get out of its own way. It was a tire fire, a dumpster fire, insert any kind of fire. But will Sean Payton bring out the best? Because again, oh, we got rid of his second floor office and we don't have his own personal trainers and he's going to play with the team. Sean Payton's old school. Sean Payton is going to make the best of what he can with Russell Wilson. But is Russell Wilson that good? Have we put him on a pedestal and made him into something he is not? He has some good players. Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton are two great receivers. And Timmy Patz, who is going to be gone for the rest of the season, would have been a great third combination. Javonte Williams, if healthy, I think is going to be great. But there is a lot of work to be done. And I think that you are looking from the perspective that there is no getting around how bad this team was last year. And again, you'd like to think that there's no way or nowhere to go but up. So we'll see. But again, how some of these guys can be so wrong. It's like a weather forecaster. Cloudy with a chance of rain. Well, it could be sunny, it could be cloudy, it could be rainy. You're trying to cover all your bases. Weathermen are mostly never right. You know, Mother Nature happens and that's just how it is. It's the same thing with predictions. Very rarely, I mean, someone's going to be right. You know, you get 10 people to make 10 predictions and probably one of them is going to be right, just because. But for these guys to make their predictions of players, and I'll say this right now, and we'll look back on this when the season is in full swing. Anthony Richardson, who I think is going to have a pretty great rookie season. But to say that he's going to be a top five quarterback, how? I mean, right now you have Jonathan Taylor issues. That's putting it mildly. You have a new quarterback learning a new system. So that's a problem. Do I think he's going to be decent? Yes. Do I think he's got the mechanics of a Cam Newton, Josh Allen-ish type guy? Yeah, I do. How about Bijan Robinson? He's playing for the Falcons. Desmond Ridder? Eh. Sure. Yeah, Kyle Pitts. Bijan Robinson's going to have a good rookie season. But is he going to be a top three, top five running back? I'm not buying it yet. And maybe that's the old school guy in me saying that I'm not going to give a rookie his due, just like a receiver. Sure, we've seen the Jamar Chases of the world, and we've seen players excel in year one. But I'm not also handing the keys to the Bijan Robinson camp that says that he's going to, you know, dominate. It's the Falcons, guys. And Desmond Ridder does not look good. So, again, the quarterback is the straw that stirs the drink. We all know that. And there's a lot of teams out there right now that I think have really iffy quarterback situations. You look at a team and you're like, wow, this team is really good. But who's the quarterback? Again, if Tua stays healthy, great. Aaron Rodgers will be good. Josh Allen will be good. Is it going to be Mac Jones? I mean, is he going to be the guy? I never felt that strongly about him. But again, I just think that the Patriots are going to be bad again. You look at Desmond Ridder. You look at Kenny Pickett. It's like, am I buying it? Sure, George Pickens is a great guy, but he's got Kenny Pickett as his quarterback. And you can spin the statistics any way you want. But again, look at it from the point of view that the quarterback is the difference maker. And I think the hype train is just too strong for some of these players. So we'll see how it pans out this season. But again, let's slow our roll a little bit. Let's take some journalistic integrity and let's figure out who really is going to be there. And let's make an educated prediction instead of just a wild hot take. That's all the time I got for now. Hopefully you like what you heard. If you do, hit that subscribe button. Talk to you soon.
See ya.